Well, yeah, if you haven't gathered already, the theme this morning was hope is hope. And so as I was thinking about hope and how to describe hope and how to explain hope, I was thinking about my children, actually. Because there's this thing they do when they see these things. And some of you know what they are, right? I know, actually, I have to say this, was it Wilmer, I think, I saw had some this morning, some of these Smarties, and my children, they know who to go to here to get some good stuff, get some sweets, and Carlissa and I actually have to sometimes put boundaries on them, and we have to say, you know, okay, you can eat one now, but the next, you know, you have to eat the next one maybe after dinner or after nap time, you can have it or something like that. And so we get home and we have them set it on the counter and it's sitting there and they can't have it yet. And that time, you know, that time there that they're anticipating to be able to eat the candy, the time that they have to wait, they know it's theirs, it's already theirs, they know that, they're just waiting for permission, they're hoping for mom and dad to give them permission to eat it. And I couldn't help but think about the different expressions that happen when they have to put the candy on the counter. You know, sometimes they might be really anxious about it, right? They just can't think about anything other than the candy. They can't eat their dinner because all they can think about is eating the candy. Or sometimes they might cry a little bit because they want it now. They want it right now. Or some of them, you know, couldn't care less. They're like, you know, I'm just so excited that we got candy and that I'm getting candy later. They just carry on like normal. And some of them even forget about it because they have other important things to do, like play with little tractors and things like that. And I want to bring that out because hope has a way of, you know, we all react differently to waiting. And really hope in its most literal, the most literal idea of hope is this period of waiting. We're waiting. Or sometimes it's described as something that's intention. Your intention. You're waiting for what's to come. You know it's coming, but you don't have it yet. And it's that time period in there. That is like this time period of hope. And so as we talk about that excited expectation or the unbearable anticipation of trying to get what we know is ours, but isn't quite here yet. And usually when we talk about hope, we automatically don't talk about the waiting so much as we talk about what we're hoping for, okay? The object of our hope. I'm hoping that I get the package that is on the truck, on the FedEx truck. It's on its way tomorrow, and I keep checking online to make sure, see where it's at. The anticipation of getting the package. Or Christmas is coming, and the anticipation of getting a gift under that tree, right? And no, I'm not just talking to children. I'm talking about adults, too. I know you guys anticipate that kind of stuff. So what is it that you're waiting for? What is it that you're hoping for? Maybe it's the right person to come along in your life, right? Or maybe the right job to give you more meaning or something. Maybe more money or more the right opportunity. What about this? The right opportunity to show everyone how awesome of a hunter you are, you know? That big buck that comes out. Or the bear that was close by our house yesterday. A chance to show off my hunting skills. I think when we think about hope, though, a lot of times people, we, you know, what about ourselves? Changing ourselves, or maybe changing somebody else. You just wish or you hoped that your spouse would change their way, or your children would change their way. Or maybe you feel that way. Oh, I wish I could just change this part of my personality or this part of who I am. And so you might try to do that as much as you can, but it's pretty hard. Is your hope in changing yourself? This morning in 1 Peter 1, you can turn there if you'd like, verse 3 through 5 talks about a living hope that we have, right? So I'm just going to go through this, and I think before I want to read it, though, I want to remind you that this church that Peter is talking to, it's a church that is undergoing persecution. It's a church that is familiar with hardships. Their circumstances, I assure you, they were hoping would change. And so it says here in verse 3, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." God deserves your blessing. God deserves your honor. Blessed be him, the Father of our Lord, our King, our ruler, the one who tells us, who gives us our orders, Jesus Christ. Why is he to be blessed? Because he is great in mercy, according to his great mercy. He is merciful. He doesn't give us what we deserve. Why? Because he has caused us to be born again to what? A living hope. As we die to ourselves, we're born again to a new life, to something to be hopeful for. He brings us life. And that is through Jesus, who was resurrected from the dead. He's alive. He's living. And this is what comes with it in verse 4, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. I think it's important to note here that in this time, the early Christians, some of them were probably, like I said, were going undergoing persecution. And it is very likely that if you were a Jewish person who started following after Jesus, or if you were a Gentile, a pagan, and you started following after Jesus, that you would maybe lose some family ties there, and that you might not get the inheritance that you thought was you might get. But here Peter reminds them and says, this inheritance, there's an inheritance that is beyond right here. There's an inheritance in heaven waiting for you. It can't be taken away. It's unfading. It's imperishable. And so they also, by God's power, are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. It's through faith, through that title deed that Keegan talked about a couple weeks ago, of faith. It's through faith that we are being guarded by God's power for a salvation ready to be revealed. Notice it says, for a salvation ready to be revealed. As followers of Jesus, we already are saved. It's just waiting to be revealed to the last time. And so our hope, it's a living hope. It's not a dead hope. You see, because our hope is in Jesus Christ, who is alive. He's our King, and he's alive, and he's reigning on the throne by the Father's side. He is not dead. He is alive. And so our hope is in Christ alone. My hope is built in nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Jesus is alive, and he is what we're hoping for. He's what we have our hope in. And it's not in us changing ourselves. If our hope is in ourselves, in our own abilities, or in our own actions and our own desires, then it's a dead hope, because we die. We die to ourselves as Christians, right? But if it's with Jesus, it's eternal. When it's based on Jesus, it's based on what he has already done. He is faithful to himself. It's on whatever he already desires for you, for what you will become and what this world will become. Our hope is not in something that we can manufacture in ourselves. I do want to say this, though. Sometimes I think as a culture, we get optimism and hope kind of mixed up. Like we think hope and we think optimism, but it's really not. Because optimism is more about seeing your circumstances in like a positive way, even like if it's a negative circumstance, right? But hope is based on Jesus Christ. And hope, the hope that Jesus gives is a hope that, yes, circumstances are bad and they might get even worse, possibly. But in the end, Jesus is the one who is going to make all things right. He's going to make me completely right, completely righteous, I guess you could say. He's going to give me a new body when this body is done and over with. He's going to renew the earth, it says in Scripture. He's going to have a new heaven and a new earth. That's exciting stuff. All things will be made right. All things will be made right. You know, I just want you to think about this. The change that you see in a person's life, maybe in your own life, you can look at your own life and see the change that has happened over the years, where Jesus has brought you to, the change that has happened in you, the growth, I hope the growth that has happened in you over a long period of time. See, and when you look at the beginning of your journey with God or even before and where Jesus has brought you, and he's like, wow. When we take the time to think about that, it's amazing. What a wretch I was, right? But I just want you to think with me just for a second, because the hope we have is in Jesus, and he's going to make all things right, and he's going to totally give us a totally new body, one that is perfect. And if you just ponder the change that has happened in your own life over the years, can you imagine the change that's going to happen when he returns? I don't know if I can, because it's going to be awesome. It's going to be totally transforming. So when people say, you know, oh, that guy, he never changes. He'll never change. He can't learn. Or that kind of thing. Just tell them, don't put your hope in them. Put it in Jesus Christ, who will change you and I and this whole world. He is the one who we have our hope in. And so I just want to remind you this morning, keeping it real simple. Where is your hope? Who is your hope in? Is it in Jesus Christ or is it in yourself? Or maybe in somebody else that you know? Or is it in getting that big buck? Nothing wrong with getting a good big buck. But is that where all your hope is? Is it in significance? Put your hope in a living hope, the hope of Jesus Christ, our King and our Savior. Are you anxious? Do you feel like you're in that tension of waiting to eat that candy, right? Waiting for your chance to go hunting. I know some of you. Waiting for that chance to go home. Are you impatient? Are you anxious? Are you in that tension? Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. God is present with all of us in the midst of our waiting. God is with us as we wait together. Let's continue to wait with that waiting, with that tension, and what is to come with Jesus Christ. Let's look to him. Let's put our hope in him.